The legend tells of a city lost beneath the sands. Crimson walls adorned with the rarest gems. Polished floors reflected sunlight streaming through open windows. A princess's beauty so complete it inspired the founding of an entire kingdom. But these things led to pride, jealousy, and war.
Driftwood Software presents a game by Jason Allen.
Even a grand civilization cannot endure while the blood of its citizens pours from its foundation. Suddenly and violently it came to an end one fateful night. Its conquerors parading survivors around the once great kingdom before silencing them forever. It is said that the grief of the gods swelled the oceans and rivers with their tears. Mountains, which had stood for millennia, parted, and the oceans washed away the envy that had consumed them. That was long ago, practically forgotten, until damp passageways were discovered in the craggy foothills lining the ocean. Rumors stirred, and many believed that these led to the Lost Kingdom and its riches. Over the centuries, brave explorers, royalty and peasants alike, all tried to discover the passage's source. As fewer and fewer returned, the ordeal, once considered noble and righteous, twisted to a form of punishment. For those who find themselves here, they will surely perish. The dungeon bends only to the will of the gods, and the gods do not find favor in any soul trespassing on their sacred ground. Rest well, for this night will be your last.
Hello everybody, and this is the Edgar Entertainment Show. My name is Edgar, and in this podcast we will have a guest today by the name of Mariah Long, and she's going to demonstrate for us Entombed. I'm going to play the game while she describes everything you can do in Entombed. We'll have fun, and hopefully we'll have a podcast next week, but visit my website at edgarwebsite.droppages.com. That's Edgar, E-D-G-A-R, website, .droppages.com, 2 P's. And go to the podcast section and listen to this podcast. All my information is on that website, so feel free to go. This is about a 30-minute demonstration, so enjoy, and we'll see you next week. Alright, and now to the podcast.
Hello, my name is Mariah Long, and today we're going to be explaining and playing Entombed. Entombed is a recently released game that is by Jason Allen, and in this game, you are a person that you create, like a human, and you have different jobs that we'll get into later. You're having to escape the dungeon by going descending the floors and fighting monsters, completing quests for the town, and stuff like that. I guess we need to, Let's go ahead and get into gameplay. So the game is loaded and we are at the main menu. And the main menu, we're going to move down through through the options. We first we have start game. We're going to move down now.
Load existing game.
That's for when you've created other characters. You can load games. We're going to go move down again.
Read latest news.
Now that is what happens is if you were to press enter there, which I don't, we're not going to do, it would tell you of any Entombed related news. We're going to move down again.
View best adventures worldwide.
So what that is there, because this is an online game and there's a lot of people who play it. And so this would just give you, you know, the list of adventures and what they were ranked. And we're going to move down again.
View my best adventures.
Now that is pretty self-explanatory, viewing the adventures that are stored on your computer. We're going to move down again.
View my unlocked key items.
Okay, this is a key part of the game when you're going to be able, you're going to unlock things. Let's go ahead and move into this so you can see kind of what you're going to be able to unlock. Let's press enter on this. And the first one, we have one of the cards. I didn't catch what that was. What was that again? Sorry.
Nature Guard.
Okay, so we're going to press, and if you were to press enter, it would describe it. So let's press enter on that.
A forest green-hued card adorned with vibrant vines clutching an gnarled staff. Nature Guard.
And we just keep going, and if you were to keep going down, it would show what kind of things you've unlocked. So that would help with different races. So we're going to just press escape to go back.
Canceled. View my unlocked key items.
And we're going to move down.
Change my preferences.
Entombed has several preferences that you can change. For example, what speech engine you're using. Right now, we're using the Sappy 5 speech engine with RealSpeak SoloDirect Tom, and there's different things you can change about it, so we're going to keep going down.
Account maintenance.
That's for, because this game is registered, you have to register it, and that'll help you with your account and stuff, so we're going to keep going down.
Exit.
And that's pretty self-explanatory, so we're going to go down again.
Start new game.
Whoever. Okay, so we're going to press enter on this option, and it's a start new game, so we'll press enter.
Character creation. Please type the character's given name.
Okay, so this is where we can type a name for the character. So, Edgar, you pick a name, please. I don't really.
Now enter the character's family name.
And so this is the family name is the last name of the character right there. So we're just going to type a name.
This character's name is Mary Alon. Is this okay?
Okay, sure.
Is Mary Alon a male?
I am a female. Thank you very much.
Choose your race. Human.
Okay. All right. So we have different races here. Let's go through all of them and see if I can describe them in detail. Human is pretty self-explanatory. You know, it's what, you know, we usually are. We're going to keep going down.
Elf.
An elf is, for those Harry Potter fans, picture Dobby, okay? Just picture Dobby and, you know, put him in, you know where he would be fighting. Keep going down.
Half-elf.
Half-elf is half. Elf. It's elf and something else that I have no clue. Keep going down.
Ogre.
Ogre is Shrek, kind of like Shrek, and that's a very strong race. Keep going down.
Gnome.
A gnome is a dwarf-like creature. Keep going down.
Dwarf.
A dwarf is, well, a dwarf. Like, if you were, you've seen Snow White or heard Snow White. Picture the dwarves like that. Keep going down.
Halfling.
Okay, that one, I'm going to say I have no clue what that is. Okay, so keep going down.
Half-orc.
A half-orc is half of an orc and half human? I don't know. Keep going down.
Fairy.
A fairy is a fairy. Like, a fairy is, like, well, oh, God. I don't know. A fairy is, it flies. Okay, keep going down. Sorry.
Human.
Okay, so let's click on human.
Choose your job. Fighter.
So, the first job is fighter. And all these jobs have different skills. For example, the fighters can use plate armor, like breastplates, and things. And like, they have ability skills. Keep going down.
Major.
a mage has magic powers like firebolt and other things.
Healer.
The healer has the ability to harm something, and you can heal a person if they're injured. It happens. Thing. Good.
Thief.
A thief is very useful, especially if you have an adventurer on your side. The thief can pick locks, and it has very good sneak attack. It's good.
Wanderer.
Okay, I've never been a wanderer. I don't know. I'm guessing that they just wander the dungeons.
Ranger. Yeah.
A ranger is a race that's or a job that's particularly good with archery or whatever. So keep going down.
Necromancer.
I love the necromancers. The necromancers are able to summon skeletons and use the thing that we call ice blast and banish undead. And those are very good attacks for stuff like that.
Druid.
I don't actually have that unlocked yet. I'm guessing a druid. Yeah, I don't know what a druid is. Edgar's probably gonna have to explain that one to you. I have no clue.
Brawler.
What was that? Sorry. Oh, brawler. Okay. Brawlers use different techniques. Like, they basically love those unorganized fights. They use bash, headbutt, grapple, and everything else. Like, just techniques that'll, you know, help them win. Going down.
Bard.
A bard is a musician that use different songs to help in battle. For example, like a soothing song, you know, stuff like that. Keep going down, Edgar.
Monk.
A monk? Abilities like what the heck? focus to he's like break limb and
barbarian.
The next job, barbarian. Okay, barbarians are the brutes of the pack. Okay, they love brute force and. They use techniques like whirlwind and charge and stuff like that. Edgar, next job.
Assassin.
Assassins are hired for the killing. They only do the killing for the highest biddings, the highest bids or something like that. Keep going down, Edgar.
Paladin.
Paladins are holy and they stick to their code. Edgar, you can choose a job for me.
Fighter. Starting new game.
Okay, so now we're starting the game. Let's see what I got put in the dungeon for.
Mary Alon accidentally punched the Duke in the foot while drunk at the Drunken Deerhead Brewery. For this reason, the dungeon is your new home. Your adventure has begun.
Oh, I'm that bad of a person? Okay, well, we'll just go with that. Okay, so now we're in the dungeon, and you use your arrow keys to walk. Let's just go walk random. Or wait. Let's not do that. Some useful keys here are the slash key for nearest unexplored space.
Nearest unexplored space, west, 2. Context menu, nearest unexplored space, slash key.
Yeah, and shift is context, and you can always use escape to get out of the menus.
Canceled.
So, let's press CD and look at our character details, and we're going to start talking about the skill points and stuff.
Mary Alon's character details. Allocate skill points.
Okay. So, skill points increase your skills. Let's go ahead and press enter so we can go ahead and do this.
Mary Alon has 1 skill point. The following skills can be improved. Flurry. Level 2 of 5.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay. Flurry is a technique that uses, like, double attacks with the weapon for the fighter. Keep going down. Right here.
Plate armor. Level 1 of 5.
That increases if I'm wearing, like, or my character, if I'm, they're wearing, like, a breastplate or something, it'll increase it'll reduce the damage done by an enemy's attack. Keep going down.
Swords. Level 1 of 5.
Swords is pretty explanatory. If you've got swords, it'll increase the damage, you know.
Daggers and knives, level 1 of 5.
Daggers and knives, if you've got a dagger. See, all of these, when they say when different weapons offer, like, if I leveled up a certain skill with a weapon, then I'd have increased damage with that weapon. You going down?
Clubs and hammers, level 1 of 5.
Same thing, you know. I can use clubs and hammers, it'll let me use them.
Large clubs and hammers, level 1 of 5.
Ditto, or same
leather
thing.
Armor, level 1 of 5.
Leather armor is like the plate armor. You're wearing leather armor, it's going to let you use it, and it's going to let you... It's going to reduce the damage done by an enemy's weapon.
Dual wield, level 1 of 5.
Dual wield lets you use another weapon in the offhand, and if you have that skill increased.
Bucklers, level 1 of 5.
Bucklers are like small shields. It'll let you wear bucklers, and it'll let you increase the, it'll increase the speed that you can block an enemy's attack with. It'll, you actually use the bucklers to block.
Shields, level 1 of 5.
Shields are the same thing, you know, if you've got shields, you know, you can hope to block something like an enemy's attack.
Hide armor, level 1 of 5.
Hide armor is the same thing as leather armor. If you have it, then you can use it, and it'll let you, like, block. It's the same as all the armor we've discussed so far.
Chain, level 1 of 5.
Chain is armor. It'll do the same thing. Again, it's the same thing as the armor we've discussed.
Scale, level 1 of 5.
Scale is scale. I didn't know they had scale armor in this game, but okay.
Axes, level 1 of 5. Armors.
Sorry, axes, I didn't catch that.
Level 1 of 5. Scale axes, level 1 of 5.
Yeah, okay, axes. Okay, thank you. Axes, again, it's like the weapon, the swords, the clubs and hammers, stuff like that.
Large axes, level 1 of 5.
Same thing. It's
maces
the same
and flails,
thing.
Level 1 of 5.
Maces and flails. It's flails, I have no clue what those are, but I know what maces are. It's the same thing. The same basic principle behind it. You know, you have the skill point, you put it on that skill, you've got increased damage with the weapon.
Short swords, level 1 of 5.
Same thing. Ditto.
Confirm changes.
So, and to allocate a skill point, you hit the plus key. So, Edgar, where you stick the skill point where you feel it's necessary.
Flurry, level 2 of 5. Flurry has increased to level 3. Flurry, level 3 of 5.
And then you go back up to confirm changes.
Confirm changes.
And hit
skill
enter.
Point changes saved. General information.
And we'll get into all this other stuff later, so let's go see if we can kill something. So we just
canceled.
Hit escape. Okay, go. Just walk. You walk with your arrows. He's walking west right now. And he's...
Encountered four enemies. Mary Aspect. Cave Bat 2. Cave Bat 4. Mary Allen. 1 damage. Mary Allen. Fight.
Okay, we have encountered 4 cave bats, okay? And so what this means is we're in a menu. We have fight.
Techniques.
And techniques, which is my flurry.
Defend.
We have defense. I don't even know what that, you know, so keep going.
Battle timeline.
Battle timeline, that helps if you know what you're battling, if you didn't catch it.
Throw.
Throw, you can throw something.
Pick up.
Pick up, pretty self-explanatory.
Equipment.
Equipment helps you if you need to quickly switch something in battle.
Inventory.
Inventory does you good too, because you can, like, if you need to use a healing potion or something.
Status.
Status is to yourself, status in your pet or whatever.
Retreat.
And you can retreat, which we're not going to do because I'm not that much of a coward. So, we're either going to fight or use techniques. It's all depending on what Edgar wants to do here.
Fight. Cave Bat 1. Cave Bat 3. Mary Allen, 1 damage. Cave Bat 1, Mary Aspect, 1 damage. Cave Bat 2, Mary Allen, 1 damage. Cave Bat 4, Mary Allen,
okay.
1 damage.
Oh!
Mary Aspect,
okay.
Cave Bat 2. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground, 8 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Cave Bat 3, Mary Allen, 1 damage. Mary Allen, fight.
This is
Cave
gay.
Bat 1.
Okay, go for a 3.
Cave Bat 3. Cave Bat 1, Mary Aspect, attack right bot, 1 damage.
Oh, no, you
Mary
didn't.
Aspect, Cave Bat 4. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Mary Allen, fight.
Let's use, Cave you Bat wanna 1. Use Flurry, Edgar? Doesn't
cancel,
matter.
Fight.
Never mind.
Techniques.
No, 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 no.
Flurry. Cave Bat 1. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. Left wing, 6 damage. The Cave Bat's left wing is shattered, badly injured. Cave Bat 3, Mary Aspect, 1 damage. Cave Bat 1, Mary Allen, 1 damage.
We're gonna die.
Mary Aspect, Cave Bat 1, 8 damage. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Cave Bat 3, Mary Aspect, 1 damage. Mary Aspect, Cave Bat 3, Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage, the Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. 80 experience awarded.
Jesus. Okay, that didn't go as planned. Now we're pretty injured, so the way to help that is we're gonna hit the R key to rest, because we really need that.
Resting. Mary Allen has restored an ability point. Resting completed.
Yeah, that'll also help. And I hear a door somewhere. I don't exactly know where that is. And so to find out, we just hit the slash key.
Nearest unexplored space, west, 1.
So we just... And we can rename our pet if you really wanted to. Like, you hit C and then tab to go to your pet's character details, but I don't know what we were going to name it if we did, so... Okay, yeah, there was a wall there. Come on, let's kill something. Let's kill something. Come on. Those cave bats were... We're going to take you through the first couple levels of this game so you can understand how it works.
Encountered 3 enemies. Quick lift blade. Mary Allen. 1 damage. Cobble 1. Mary Aspect. Mary Aspect. Cobble 1. Mary Allen. Fight. Techniques.
Oh, okay. So, Edgar, fight. You... Okay, let's see what we got here.
Cobble 1.
You got kobold.
Quick lift blade.
We can lift blade. Get rid of him, or it, or her.
Quick lift blade has been sent sprawling through the air. 6 damage. Cobbled mage. Mary Aspect. 1 damage. Light damage.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Quick lift blade. Quick lift blade climbs to her feet. Mary Aspect. Quick lift blade. 8 damage. Injured. Cobble 1. Mary Allen. 1 damage. Cobbled mage. Mary Allen. 1 damage. Light damage.
We're gonna die.
Lift blade. Mary Allen. Right hand. 1 damage. Mary Allen. Fight. Cobble 1. Quick lift blade. Quick lift blade has been sent sprawling through the air. Waste. 4 damage. Badly injured. Mary Aspect. Cobbled mage. 6 damage. Injured. Cobble 1. Mary Aspect. Quick lift blade. Mary Allen. Cobbled mage. Mary Allen. Light damage. 1 damage. Mary Allen. Fight. Techniques. Fight.
Flurry.
Cobble 1.
No, leave it. Let's keep going.
Quick lift blade. 6 damage. Critically injured. Mary Aspect. Quick lift blade. 8 damage. Quick lift blade has been defeated. Cobble 1. Mary Aspect. Cobbled mage. Cobbled mage casts shrink. Mary Aspect. Mary Aspect shrinks down to a smaller version of itself. Mary Allen, fight. Cobble 1.
Get rid of the mage.
Cobbled
mage.
Cobbled mage has been sent sprawling through the air. 6 damage, critically injured. Mary Aspect, cobbled mage. 4 damage. The cobbled mage has been defeated. Cobble 1. Mary Aspect, front left paw. 1 damage. Mary Aspect, cobble 1. 7 damage, injured. Shrink has faded from Mary Aspect. Cobble 1. Mary Allen. Mary Allen, fight. Cobble 1. Cobbled has been sent sprawling through the air. 5 damage, critically injured. Cobble 1. Mary Allen. Mary Aspect, cobble 1. Left hand, 8 damage. The cobbled has been defeated. 240 experience awarded.
Okay, so before we rest, let's use G to search the ground, see if we can find anything.
The following items are lying here. Quick lift blade corpse. Poor ash buckler.
Crude iron hammer. I think we might need that.
You've picked up a crude iron hammer. Poor ash buckler, crude cotton loincloth. You've picked up a crude cotton loincloth. Poor ash buckler, cobbled mage corpse. Dubious sail tunic. Dubious copper buckler. Dubious sail. You've picked up a dubious copper buckler. You've picked up a dubious copper buckler. Cobbled mage corpse. Dubious lot and loincloth. You've picked up a dubious lot and loincloth. Cobbled corpse. Dubious wolf leather tunic. You've picked up a dubious wolf leather tunic. Dubious iron hammer. You've picked up a dubious iron hammer. Quick lift blade corpse. Poor ash buckler. Cobbled mage corpse. Crude large blackwood staff. You've picked up a crude large blackwood staff. Dubious iron buckler.
We can't use staffs.
You've picked up a dubious iron buckler. Quick lift blade corpse. Poor ash buckler. Cobbled mage corpse. Cancelled.
Okay, so let's go ahead and equip ourselves. To equip something, press E.
Mary Ass equipment menu. Head.
And we just go down, we have all of our the
torso.
Body, and we have
left
torso,
arm. Right arm. Left hand. Right hand. Waist. Left leg. Right leg. Left foot. Right foot. Head.
Okay, let's go ahead and equip ourselves here. Let's go down to... See, we
torso.
Have to go to torso to equip the loincloths.
You're think. Wearing nothing on your torso.
You
Mary, I can put the following items here. Dubious
tunics,
leather tunic.
Sorry. Okay, so we have 2 tunics here we can...
Dubious sail tunic. Dubious wolf leather tunic. You've equipped a dubious wolf leather tunic. Mary Ass equipment menu. Torso.
And we can equip our bucklers.
Left arm. You're wearing nothing on your left arm. Mary, I can't put the following items here. Dubious iron buckler. Dubious copper buckler. Dubious iron buckler. You've equipped a dubious iron buckler. Mary Ass equipment menu. Left arm.
Copper on the right.
Right arm. You're wearing nothing on your right arm. Mary, I can't put the following items here. Dubious copper buckler. You've equipped a dubious copper buckler. Mary Ass equipment menu. Right arm. Left hand.
And then we can change our weapons if necessary.
You are holding a decent large ventrolo's wood branch in your left hand. You're wearing nothing on your left hand. Mary, I can't put the following items here. Dubious iron hammer. Crude large blackwood staff. Crude iron hammer. Remove decent large ventrolo's wood branch. Cancelled. Mary Ass equipment menu. Left hand.
Okay, so we're just gonna leave that alone. So we're gonna hit escape.
Cancelled.
And we're gonna hit R to rest.
Resting completed.
And now we're going to keep moving.
Nearest one, exploit space. North. 3. East. 10. North. 1.
Okay, those numbers you hear, the north 3 is north 3 steps, east 10 steps,
encountered 3 enemies. Cobbled Trickster. Mary Aspect. Cobbled 2. Mary Aspect.
Oh, my God.
Mary Aspect. Cobbled 1. Cobbled has been sent crawling through the air. 8 damage. Badly injured. Cobbled 1. Mary Allen. Mary Allen. Fight. Techniques. Fight. Cobbled Trickster.
Oh.
Cobbled Trickster has been sent crawling through the air. Light damage. Cobbled 2. Mary Allen. 1 damage. Cobbled 1. Mary Allen. 3 damage. Cobble Trickster. Cobble Trickster casts Polymorph. Mary Allen Polymorphs into a cave bat. Mary Aspect. Cobble 2. Cobble has been sent crawling through the air. 3 damage. Mary Allen. Fight. Techniques. Fight. Cobble Trickster. Cobble 1. Cobble 1. Mary Aspect. 4 damage. Cobble 2. The Cobble climbs to his feet. Mary Aspect. Cobble 1. Right hand. 8 damage. The Cobble's right hand is bitten off. The Mary Aspect pits Cobble's right hand onto the ground. The Cobble drops an excellent trapping leather sling. Critically injured. Cobble Trickster. The Cobble Trickster climbs to his feet. Cobble 1. Mary Allen. Mary Allen has been sent sprawling through the air. Light damage. 2 damage. Badly injured. Mary Allen. Stand. Fight. Cobble Trickster.
Stand. Leave it. No. Yeah.
Cancel.
Fight him.
Fight.
Get rid of him.
Cobble Trickster. Cobble 2. Mary Allen. Cobble Trickster. Mary Allen. Mary Allen polymorphs back into a human. Mary Aspect. Cobble 1. 7 damage. The Cobble has been defeated. Mary Allen. Stand. Fight. Cobble Trickster. Cobble Trickster has been sent crawling through the air. 6 damage. Injured. Cobble 2. Mary Allen. Mary Aspect. Cobble Trickster. 8 damage. The Cobble Trickster has been defeated. Cobble 2. Mary Aspect. Mary Allen. Stand. Fight. Cobble 2. Cobble has been sent crawling through the air. 6 damage. Badly injured. Mary Aspect. Cobble 2. 8 damage. The Cobble has been defeated. 225 experience awarded. Collected 1 gold. Mary Allen has attained level 2. Mary Allen's attributes have improved. Gained 5 hit points. Gained 1 magic points. Mary Allen now has 1 skill point. Mary Allen is now experienced enough for a second job. Mary Aspect has attained level 2. Mary Aspect's attributes have improved. Gained 8 hit points.
Okay. So, this is where we're fixing to choose our secondary job. Let's see. So we can hit C.
Mary Allen's character details. Choose secondary job.
Select
a secondary job for the human fighter Mary Allen. Major. Healer.
So,
thief.
We're gonna see.
Wanderer, ranger, necromancer. Mary Allen is now a fighter necromancer.
Oh yeah! Now we have some more skills to play with. Then we go to allocate skill points.
Mary Allen's character details. Allocate skill points. Mary Allen has 1 skill point. The following skills can be improved: flurry,
and then
level 3 of 5.
We're going to
plate armor, level 1 of 5. Swords, level 1 of 5. Daggers and knives, level 1 of 5. Clubs and hammers, large clubs and hammers. Leather armor, dual wield. Bucklers, love shields. Hide armor, chain, scale. Axes, large axes, maces and flails. Short swords, ice blast. Banish undead, ice blast. Level 1 of 5. Ice blast has increased to level 2. Ice blast, level 2 of 5. Banish undead, level 1 of 5. Confirm changes. Skill point changes saved. General information, canceled.
And we need to rest too, because we're injured.
Resting. Resting completed. The following items are lying here. Cobbled right hand. Excellent trapped leather sling. You've picked up an excellent trapped leather sling. Poor teak buckler. You've picked up a cobbled corpse. Poor felt loincloth. Cobbled trickster corp. Poor blackwood buckler. Poor copper zippus. Poor cotton loincloth. Cobbled corpse. Crude copper buckler. Dubious iron knight sword. You've picked up a dubious iron knight sword. Excellent A-trialite rocks. You've picked up an excellent A-trialite rocks. Cobbled right hand. Cobbled corpse. Cancelled. Nearest
now,
unexplored space. East,
walk.
5, north, 1.
East, 5, north, 1.
Nearest unexplored space. West, 1. Encountered 1 enemy. Cobble Trickster. Cobble Trickster casts Polymorph. Mary Allen resists the spell. Mary Aspect. Cobble Trickster. Cobble Trickster has been sent sprawling through the air. 7 damage. Injured. Mary Allen. Fight. Magic. Summon bones.
So,
ice blast. Cobble Trickster.
What I
7 damage, critically injured. Cobble Trickster. Cobble Trickster casts Polymorph. Mary Aspect polymorphs into a goblin. Mary Aspect. Cobble Trickster. Light damage. The Cobble Trickster has been defeated. Mary Aspect polymorphs back into a wolf. 75 experience awarded.
Let's see if there's anything, because chances are...
The following items are lying here. Cobble Trickster corpse. Dubious felt tunic. You've picked up a dubious felt tunic. Dubious iron knight sword. You've picked up a dubious iron knight sword. Cobble Trickster corpse. Dubious teak buckler.
You dual wield with those. You have double.
You've picked up a dubious teak buckler. Cancelled. Nearest unexplored space, west, 1. Nearest unexplored space, north, 1.
We're still walking.
Nearest unexplored space, east, 1.
The door.
There is a stairway down here.
Okay, let's go down to the second floor. We're going to take you through until... We're going to take you down to to the second floor, and we'll explore there, and then we'll wrap it up.
You descend to the second floor.
To where the town's being attacked. And we'll just... Okay, let's go. Let's go rescue someone.
Space. East 3. Nearest unexplored space. East 1. Nearest unexplored space. South 1. Nearest unexplored space. North 2. West 2. North 1. Nearest unexplored space. East 1. Encountered 3 enemies. Merry Aspect. Cobalt Thief. 7 damage. Injured. Cobalt Thief. Merry Aspect. Light damage.
Wait.
Goblin Shaman. Goblin Shaman casts heal. Cobalt Thief stores always heal 3 points. Merry Allon. Fight.
Oh, shh.
Magic.
Go for the thief.
Summon bones. Ice Blast. Cave Bat.
He killed.
Cobalt
That's
Thief.
Who your pet went.
Goblin Shaman. Cobalt Thief. 8 damage. Critically injured. Cave Bat. Merry Aspect. 1 damage. Cobalt Thief. Merry Aspect. Merry Aspect, Cobalt Thief, 6 damage. The Cobalt Thief has been defeated. Goblin Shaman, Merry Allon. Cave Bat, Merry Aspect, 1 damage. Merry Allon, fight. Magic. Summon Bones, Ice Blast. Cave Bat, Goblin Shaman. Merry Allon lacks the magic power to cast this spell.
Oh crap, we didn't rest, that's right, my bad.
Summon Bones. Cancelled, magic. Fight. Cave Bat, Goblin Shaman, 7 damage, injured. Merry Aspect, Goblin Shaman, 8 damage, critically injured. Goblin Shaman. Goblin Shaman casts heal. Goblin Shaman stores always healed 4 points. Cave Bat. Merry Aspect. Merry Allon. Fight. Cave Bat. Merry Aspect. Goblin Shaman. 8 damage. Critically injured. Goblin Shaman. Goblin Shaman casts heal. Goblin Shaman stores always healed 3 points. Cave Bat. Merry Allon. 1 damage. Merry Allon. Fight. Cave Bat. Goblin Shaman. Merry Aspect. Cave Bat. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Goblin Shaman. Goblin Shaman casts heal. Goblin Shaman's torso was healed 3 points. Goblin Shaman. Goblin Shaman casts heal. Goblin Shaman's torso was healed 3 points. Merry Allon. Fight.
Okay, before we continue, these... Okay, keep going. Wait, no. Never mind. These shamans, you have to be careful because they can heal. And this is why you really need to, like... Seriously, because this could be a pain in the rear.
Right leg, light damage, badly injured. Merry Aspect, Goblin Shaman, 8 damage, critically injured. Goblin Shaman, Goblin Shaman casts heal. Goblin Shaman stores always
right
healed 4 points. Merry Aspect,
dead,
Goblin Shaman. Merry Allon, fight. Goblin Shaman, 7 damage. The Goblin Shaman has been defeated. 175 experience
yes.
awarded.
Now
the following items are lying here.
Cobalt
Thief Corpse. Dubious Felt Tunic. You've picked up a Dubious Felt Tunic. Crude Aaron Bezelard. You've picked up a Cave Bat Corpse. Goblin Shaman Corpse. Dubious Teak Buckler. You've picked up a dubious fellowing cloth. You've picked up a dubious fellowing cobalt thief corpse. Poor largewood buckler. Dubious silk loin cloth. You've picked up a dubious goblin shaman corpse. Great large copper warhammer. You've picked up a great large copper warhammer. Cobalt thief corpse. Poor largewood buckler. Cave bat corpse. Goblin shaman corpse. Cobalt thief corpse. Cancelled.
That's it. Now we rest. So
Resting.
We can get back our magic points.
Resting completed. Nearest unexplored space. East 1.
We're still moving with the arrows.
Nearest unexplored space.
Right.
South 1.
South is down, north is up, and west is left, just to make sure that everybody is...
Encounter 2 enemies. Goblin Necromancer. Goblin Necromancer casts Ice Blast. Merry Allon. Left hand. 5 damage. Merry Allon's left hand is mangled. Merry Allon drops a decent large bed rosewood branch. Giant Trap. Merry Aspect. 3 damage. Merry Aspect. Goblin Necromancer. 6 damage. Injured. Merry Allon. Fight. Magic. Summon Bones.
Dude, you're dead.
Ice Blast.
Or we are.
Giant Trap. Goblin Necromancer.
No, yeah.
Right foot, 8 damage. The Goblin Necromancer's right foot is mangled. Badly injured. Goblin Necromancer. Goblin Necromancer casts Ice Blast. Merry Aspect. Left hind leg, 4 damage. Giant Rat. Merry Allon, 2 damage. Merry Aspect. Giant Rat. Front right paw, 8 damage. The Giant Rat's front right paw is bitten off. The Merry Aspect's pitched Giant Rat's front right paw onto the ground. Merry Allon, fight. Magic. Summon
Magic.
Bones. Ice Blast. Giant Rat.
Ice Blast.
Goblin Necromancer.
Necromancer.
11 damage. The Goblin Necromancer has been defeated. Giant Rat. Merry Aspect.
Goodbye.
3 damage. Injured. Merry Aspect. Giant Rat. 6 damage. The Giant Rat has been defeated. 105 experience awarded. Collected 3 gold. The following items are lying here. Decent large bent rosewood branch. You've picked up a decent large bent rosewood branch.
Yeah.
Goblin Necromancer corpse. Poor Teak Buckler. Poor Copper Shorts. Giant Trap corpse. Giant Trap front right bot. Goblin Necromancer corpse. Poor Teak Buckler. Cancelled.
Maybe we should have that Necromancer as one of our slaves. Should we demonstrate that? Wait, no, we need to rest first. Never mind.
Resting. Resting completed.
Okay, so the Necromancer, one of the Necromancer's key abilities, that's why they call him that, is because they practice the dead, is to summon bones. So the way to get to your magic menu is pressing M, as in
magic menu. Choose a caster, Merry Allon.
And we press enter on me.
Choose a spell school, Necromancy. Choose a spell,
enter.
Summon bones. Choose a target, Goblin Necromancer
enter.
Corpse.
And we would press enter on him, because it's...
Goblin Necromancer Corpse's bones seep out and reform into a sinister skeleton.
Good, so we've got an extra person on our side. So let's go and see if we can find anyone else. Or a healing potion or two. Because my right hand is mangled and we need a healing potion.
Marias equipment menu.
Let's
head.
Go.
Torso. Left arm. Right arm. Right hand. Waist. The goblin skeleton's equipment menu. Skull. Torso. You're wearing nothing on your torso. Goblin skeleton can put the following items here. Dubious felt tunic. You've equipped a dubious felt tunic. The goblin skeleton's equipment menu. Left arm. Right arm. Left hand. Right hand. Your right hand
this
isn't holding anything.
Condition.
You're wearing nothing on
I
your right hand.
This.
Goblin skeleton can put the following items here. Excellent trapped leather sling. Decent large bench rosewood branch. Excellent trapped leather sling. You've equipped an excellent trapped leather sling.
One.
The goblin
yeah.
skeleton's equipment menu. Right hand.
Fork.
Waist. You're wearing nothing on your waist. Goblin skeleton can put the following items here. Dubious felt loincloth. You've equipped a dubious felt loincloth. The goblin skeleton's equipment menu. Waist. Cancelled.
Okay, Resting. So now we go. Because we don't have any healing potions and we need to go get some. But we don't have the order.
Resting
so
completed. Nearest unexplored space. South. 1. Nearest unexplored space. West. 1. Nearest unexplored space. South.
These
1.
Dungeons are easy to
nearest
get
unexplored
lost in.
Space. East. 1. Nearest unexplored space. South. 1. Nearest unexplored space. East. 1. Nearest unexplored space. North. 1. Nearest unexplored space, west, 1. Nearest unexplored space, north, 1. Encounter two enemies, Jock Treadstone, Merry Aspect, 5 damage. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer, Goblin Fighter, Excellent Trapid Leather Sling has no ammo, removing, left hand, 1 damage, Merry Aspect, Jock Treadstone, left hand, 8 damage, Jock Treadstone's left hand is mangled, Jock Treadstone drops a dubious Iron Morning Star, Merry Allen, fight.
Oh, that's good.
Magic.
Magic.
Summon Bones, Ice Blast, Goblin Fighter, Jock Treadstone.
No, do the, yeah, that guy.
Left leg, 7 damage, badly injured, Goblin Fighter, Merry Allen, 2 damage. Jock Treadstone. Jock Treadstone grabs a dubious Iron Morning Star off the ground and begins wielding it. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Goblin Skeleton Necromancer casts Ice Blast. Jock Treadstone. Waste. 4 damage, badly injured, Merry Aspect, Jock Treadstone. 1 damage, badly injured. Goblin Fighter. Goblin Fighter uses Flurry. Waste. 3 damage. Jock Treadstone. Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. 3 damage. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer's torso is mangled, injured. Right leg, 2 damage, badly injured, Merry Allen, fight. Goblin
We're
Fighter.
Gonna die.
Jock Treadstone. Jock Treadstone has been sent sprawling through the air. 4 damage. Critically injured. Merry Aspect. Goblin Fighter. 8 damage. Badly injured. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Goblin Skeleton Necromancer casts Ice Blast. Goblin Fighter. Right hand. 4 damage. Critically injured. Jock Treadstone. Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Scalp. 1 damage. Badly injured. Scalp. 1 damage. Badly injured. Merry Allen. Fight. Magic. Summon Bones. Ice Blast. Goblin Fighter. Jock Treadstone. 7 damage. Jock Treadstone has been defeated. Merry Aspect. Goblin Fighter. 8 damage. The Goblin Fighter has been defeated. 170 experience awarded. Collected 1 gold. The following items are lying here.
Oh my God,
dubious
I
felt
we were
tunic.
Gonna die.
You've picked up a dubious felt tunic. Dubious cotton tunic. You've picked up a dubious cotton loincloth. You've picked up a dubious cotton loincloth. Goblin fighter corpse. Poor copper buckler. Dubious large copper bastard sword. You've picked up a dubious large copper bastard sword. Jock Treadstone corpse. Poor blackwood buckler. Dubious iron morning star. You've picked up a dubious iron morning star. Poor copper buckler. Dubious wool loincloth. You've picked up a dubious wool loincloth. Jock Treadstone corpse. Poor blackwood buckler. Goblin fighter corpse. Poor copper buckler. Jock Treadstone corpse. Cancelled. Marias
well,
equipment menu.
Now we need
head.
Rest. Well, okay, yeah, you can. Never mind. You can
the Goblin Skeleton's rest, equipment sorry. Menu. Skull. Left arm. Right arm. Left hand. Your left hand isn't holding anything. You're wearing nothing on your left hand. Goblin Skeleton. Decent large bench rosewood branch. Excellent trapped leather sling. Decent large bench. Dubious iron hammer. Crude large blackwood staff. Dubious iron hammer. You've equipped a dubious iron hammer. The Goblin Skeleton. Right hand. Your right hand isn't holding anything. You're wearing decent large bench rosewood branch. Excellent trapped leather sling. Decent large. Crude large. Crude iron hammer. Excellent trapped leather sling. Decent large bench rosewood branch.
You
the
do
decent
that,
large
bench
rosewood branch
hammer,
is too large for
hand.
The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer to wield with waste. Right hand. Your right hand isn't holding anything. You're wearing nothing. Decent large bench rosewood branch.
Hammer.
Crude large blackwood staff. Crude iron hammer. You've equipped the crude iron hammer. The Goblin Skeleton's left hand. You are holding a dubious decent large bench cancelled. The Goblin Skeleton's cancelled. Nearest unexplored space.
So we
west.
Need to,
one.
So we rest.
Resting.
We need to go ahead and rest so we have magic points before we die.
Resting completed.
Check your health status. You can do it two ways. You can press C and then go down to health status, or you can just go ahead and press S and go and just click enter on your character name. So
status.
Let's go ahead and press
Mary
S.
Allen. 101 out of 106 health. 21 out of 21 magic points. 5 out of 5 ability points. Overall, slightly injured. Left hand mangled. Mary Aspect.
See? Yeah, let's go on to my pet.
174 out of 174 health. 100 out of 100 magic points. 0 out of 0 ability points. Overall, not injured.
There you go. So, let's press escape and...
Cancelled.
We'll also talk about character statistics here before we wrap up the game. So we're just going to keep going.
Nearest unexplored space, north, 1. Nearest unexplored space, east, 1. Encountered 4 enemies. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Giant Trap 2. 1 damage.
Oh, man.
Giant Trap 1. Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Left arm. 4 damage. Badly injured. Merry Aspect. Cave Bat 2. Giant Trap 2. Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Waste. 4 damage. Critically injured. Merry Alon. Fight. Magic.
Dude.
Summon Bones. Ice Blast. Giant Trap 1. 10 damage. The Giant Trap has been defeated. Cave Bat 1. Merry Alon. Light damage.
That's how you do it.
Cave Bat 2.
Yeah.
Merry Alon. Right foot. 1 damage. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Cave Bat 2. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. Light damage. Merry Aspect. Giant Trap 2. 8 damage. The Giant Trap has been defeated. Cave Bat 1. Merry Aspect. Back right bot. 1 damage. Merry Alon. Fight. Cave Bat 1.
And you'll notice that it'll tell you where it's hitting. The enemies are hitting. It'll tell you. So you
cave
know.
Bat 2. The Cave Bat takes flight. Merry Aspect. Cave Bat 2. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Cave Bat 1. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 1 damage. Injured. Cave Bat 1. The Cave Bat takes flight. Merry Alon. Fight. Cave Bat 1. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 6 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. 90 experience awarded.
There's probably nothing there. We might need to rest though to get some magic.
Resting.
Some magic back.
Resting completed. Nearest unexplored space. North. 1.
Music.
Nearest unexplored space. West. 1.
Oh, stop. Whoa. Okay. Now that sound. Wait. Walk east 1 and then walk back so we can hear it again. Now that sound means you found something. So we'll press G and we'll see what we got.
The following items are lying here. 3 magic potions. 3 magic potions. You've picked up 3 magic potions.
Not really what I was hoping for, but okay. There will be things like that lying around in the dungeons that you'll find on the first couple floors. Let's just keep going. I was hoping for healing, but...
Nearest unexplored space. North. 1.
Space.
Nearest unexplored space. West. 1. Nearest unexplored space. South. 1. Encountered 3 enemies. Lighter Trench Mountain. Goblin Skeleton Necromancer.
Oh,
right
Jesus.
Hand. 5 damage. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer's right hand is mangled. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer drops a crude iron hammer. Critically injured. Dungeon Greet 2. Merry Aspect. 2 damage. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Goblin Skeleton Necromancer casts Ice Blast. Dungeon Creep 2. 4 damage. The Dungeon Creep has been defeated. Dungeon Creep 1. Dungeon Creep uses Subdivide. Dungeon Creep splits in 2. Merry Aspect. Dungeon Creep 3. 6 damage. The Dungeon Creep has been defeated. Merry Alon. Fight. Dungeon Creep 1. 4 damage. The Dungeon Creep has been defeated. Lighter Trench Mountain. Merry Alon. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Lighter Trench Mountain. 1 damage. Merry Aspect. Lighter Trench Mountain. 7 damage. Lighter Trench Mountain has been defeated. 126 experience awarded.
Impressive. Now we need to rest so we
resting.
Can, and we're gonna have to find...
Resting
okay,
completed.
For necromancers, if you need to find corpses, you keep the ones that are valuable. Don't, like, pick them up, just, like, make sure you know where they are so that you can... Because our skeleton necromancer is about to die, so... let's see what we got on the floor here.
The following items are lying here. Crude Iron Hammer. Dungeon Creep Corpse. Crude Iron Hammer. You've picked up a Crude Iron Hammer.
Get that, that's mine.
Dungeon Creep Corpse. Lighter Trench Mountain Corpse. Dungeon Creep Corpse. Dungeon Creep Corpse. Lighter Trench Mountain Corpse.
There's nothing there. Okay. We're good.
Cancelled. Nearest unexplored space. West. 1.
Let's go see what we can rescue here.
Encountered 3 enemies. Cobalt Thief. Merry Alon. Light damage. Merry Aspect. Cobalt Thief. 7 damage. Badly injured. Goblin Assassin. Merry Aspect.
No, for the
thief. Bot. 3 damage. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer, Goblin Assassin, 1 damage. Cave Bat, Merry Alon, light damage. Merry Alon, fight. Cave Bat. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 6 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Cobalt Thief. Cobalt Thief uses Hide. Cobalt Thief slips into the shadows.
Oh,
Goblin
dang.
Assassin, Merry Alon. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer, Goblin Assassin, 1 damage. Merry Aspect, Goblin Assassin, 6 damage. Badly injured.
Thief.
Merry Alon, fight. Magic.
That thief is
Summon
gonna
bones.
Use...
Ice Blast, Goblin Assassin.
Sneak attack.
11 damage.
You need to
the Goblin
that.
Assassin has been defeated. Cobalt Thief. Merry Alon. Hide has faded from the Cobalt Thief. Merry Aspect. Cobalt Thief. 6 damage. Critically injured. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Goblin Skeleton Necromancer casts Ice Blast. Cobalt Thief. Left arm. 5 damage. The Cobalt Thief has been defeated. 175
you.
Experience awarded. Collected 1 gold.
Now
the following
hit,
items are lying
G
here. Cave Bat Corpse. Goblin Assassin Corpse. Poor Wolf Tunic. Dubious Copper Buckler. You've picked up a Dubious Copper Buckler. Poor Lace Loincloth. Cobalt Thief Corpse. Poor Cotton Tunic. Poor Blackwood Buckler. Crude Iron Bezelard. You've picked up a crude iron cave bat corpse. Cancelled.
Okay, so on my on the equipment menu, we can actually replace that iron with copper if you really wanted to.
Mary Ass equipment menu. Head, torso, left arm. You are wearing a dubious iron buckler on your left arm. Dubious teak buckler.
Yeah.
Dubious copper buckler. You've equipped a dubious copper buckler. Mary Ass equipment menu. Left arm.
Then we hit escape.
Cancelled.
Unless you wanted to... Yeah, okay. Now we need to rest.
Resting.
Rests are. That's always a good thing. If you use a lot of magic, you're gonna want to rest.
Resting completed.
So that you, like, don't kill yourself. Okay, let's go.
Nearest unexplored space. West. 1.
To ascend a stairway, you press the comma key. To ascend when you press the period key.
Nearest unexplored space. East. 2. South. 1. Encountered one enemy. Mary Aspet. Goblin Shaman Necromancer. Goblin Shaman Necromancer.
Oh,
Goblin Skeleton Necromancer.
Cool.
Goblin Skeleton Necromancer has been sent crawling through the air. Right arm. 1 damage. Critically injured. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Goblin Shaman Necromancer. 1 damage. Mary Allen. Fight. Magic.
Don't batter that corpse too much. That'll be useful.
Summon Bones. Ice Blast. Goblin Shaman Necromancer. Left foot. 11 damage. Injured. Mary Aspet. Goblin Shaman Necromancer. 4 damage. Badly injured. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Goblin Shaman Necromancer. Goblin Shaman Necromancer. Mary Allen. Mary Allen. Fight. Goblin Shaman Necromancer. 4 damage. Critically injured.
I love that.
Double attack. 4 damage. The Goblin Shaman Necromancer has been defeated. 80 experience awarded. Collected 1 gold.
Nice!
Yeah. The following items are lying here. Let's Goblin Shaman Necromancer corpse. Poor Largewood Buckler. Crude Large Copper Warhammer. Goblin Shaman Necromancer corpse. You've picked up the Goblin Shaman Necromancer corpse.
Nothing of use. Yeah, we'll need him.
Cancelled. Resting.
I'll need your rest. His corpse
resting completed.
Useful.
Nearest unexplored space. South. 1. Nearest unexplored space. North. 6. East. 2. South. 1.
Whoa! Back!
The following items are lying here. Poor Largewood Buckler. Crude Large Copper Warhammer. Poor Largewood Buckler.
Oh, never mind.
Cancelled.
Never mind.
Nearest unexplored space. North. 2. East. 2. South. 1. Encountered 3 enemies. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Dungeon Creep 3. Dungeon Creep 3. Mary Allen. Dungeon Creep 2. Mary Allen. Left leg. 1 damage. Dungeon Creep 1. Dungeon Creep uses Subdivide. Dungeon Creep splits in 2. Mary Aspect. Dungeon Creep 2. 7 damage. The Dungeon Creep has been defeated. Mary Allen. Fight. Dungeon Creep 1. 4 damage. The Dungeon Creep has been defeated. The Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Dungeon Creep 4. Dungeon Creep 3. Mary Allen. Dungeon Creep 4. Goblin Skeleton Necromancer. Left foot. 4 damage. Critically injured. Mary Aspect. Dungeon Creep 3. 7 damage. The Dungeon Creep has been defeated. Mary Allen. Fight. Dungeon Creep 4. 5 damage. The Dungeon Creep has been defeated. 120 experience awarded. Resting. Resting completed. Nearest unexplored space. East. 1. South. 1.
Pretty soon we're gonna stumble into a room.
You've stumbled into a room where a dwarf is being held captive. There is a stairway down here. Cobbled mage. Goblin skeleton necromancer. Waste. Light damage. Critically injured. Waste. Light damage. Critically injured. The goblin skeleton necromancer. Goblin necromancer. Goblin necromancer. Goblin necromancer casts Spanish undead. Goblin skeleton necromancer. Left arm. 12 damage. The goblin skeleton necromancer has been defeated. Mary Allen.
Summon
fight.
Bones.
Magic. Summon bones. Goblin Shaman Necromancer Corpse. Goblin Shaman Necromancer Corpse's bones seep out and reform into a sinister skeleton. Mary Aspet. Cobbled Mage. 6 damage. Injured. Cobbled Mage. The Cobbled Mage grabs a dubious iron hammer off the ground and begins wielding it. Goblin Necromancer. Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer. Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer has been sent sprawling through the air. 1 damage. Injured. Mary Allen. Fight. Magic. Summon bones. Ice Blast. Goblin Necromancer. 8 damage. Injured. The Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer. The Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer climbs to her feet. Mary Aspet. Goblin Necromancer. Cobbled Mage casts Shrink. Mary Aspet. Mary Aspet shrinks down to a smaller version of itself. The Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer. Goblin Necromancer. Left foot. 2 damage. Badly injured. Goblin Necromancer. Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer. Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer has been sent sprawling through the air. 1 damage. Injured. Mary Aspet. Cobbled Mage. 5 damage. Critically injured. Mary Allen. Fight. Magic. Summon Bones. Ice Blast. Goblin Necromancer. Left arm. 11 damage. The Goblin Necromancer has been defeated. Cobbled Mage casts Grow. Cobbled Mage grows to incredible size. The Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer. The Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer climbs to her feet. Mary Aspet. Cobbled Mage. 7 damage. The Cobbled Mage has been defeated. 155 experience awarded. Collected 1 gold. You release Zajman Brave Helper. As a sign of gratitude, Zajman Brave Helper joins your group.
Okay, so to see what this guy is, let's press C so we can figure out what we've got on our side here.
Mary Allen's character details. General information.
And then tab.
Mary Aspet's character details. General information. Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer's character details. General information. Zajman Brave Helper's character details. Allocate skill points.
Oh, he's got skill points. Okay. We can. There's several ways we can figure out what he is by skill point, or by just looking at general information. So it's Edgar's choice on what he wants to do here.
General information. Zajman Brave Helper is a female dwarf adventurer.
Oh, that's. Oh, right. Let's do allocate skill points, shall we?
Allocate skill points. Zajman Brave Helper has 1 skill point. The following skills can be improved. Whips, level 1 of 5. Picklocks, level 0 of 5. Leather Armor, level 1 of 5. Sense Secrets, level 1 of 5. Butlers, level 1 of 5.
I don't need to be...
Confirm changes. Whips. Pick locks. Level 0 of 5. This skill costs 2 points to acquire. Such an brave helper doesn't have enough skill points. Leather armor. Level 1 of 5. Sense secrets. Level 1 of 5. Sense secrets has increased to level 2. Sense secrets. Level 2 of 5. Bucklers. Confirm changes.
I've never actually done the sense secret thing, but we'll see what happens.
Skill point changes saved. General information. Cancelled.
No, just hit, yeah, no, just rest, I guess. Or you might need to equip or something. I don't know. And we need to search the floor, too, to see if we can...
Resting completed.
Okay, so let's search the floor and see what we can find here from these last, like, 50,000 people that we killed.
Searching the floor, you find goblin skeleton necromancer corpse. Dubious fellowing cloth. You've picked up a dubious fellowing cloth. Decent large bent rosewood branch. You've picked up a decent large bent rosewood branch. Poor cotton tunic. Poor rosewood buckler. Dubious copper hammer. You've picked up a dubious cobalt mage corp. Dubious flask tunic. You've picked up a dubious flask tunic. Dubious iron hammer. You've picked up a dubious iron hammer. Goblin skeleton necromancer. Excellent rapid leather sling. You've picked up an excellent poor cotton tunic. Poor rosewood buckler. Crude cotton loincloth. Cobalt mage corp. Crude cotton loincloth. You've picked up a crude cotton loincloth. Dubious copper buckler. You've picked up a goblin skeleton necromancer corpse. Goblin necromancer corpse. You've picked up a goblin necromancer corpse. Poor rosewood buckler.
All right. So we need to. This character that we have is level 1. So we hope that she does not die.
Cancel.
So, we're going to rest, and then while we're resting, I'm going to tell you what's about to happen. So let's go and rest. Alright, so when we go down, there's going
resting
to be
completed.
Wolves. We might need to equip, like, now? Yeah, I would. Well, let's just equip this adventurer so she does not die, because I hate
Mary equipment menu. Head. Zuchman's equipment menu. Head. Torso. You're wearing nothing on your torso. Zuchman can't put the following items here. Dubious cotton tunic. Dubious flask tunic.
Zuchman. Oh, God.
Dubious cotton tunic. You've equipped a dubious cotton tunic. Zuchman's equipment menu. Torso. Left arm. You're wearing nothing on your left arm. Zuchman can't put the following items here. Dubious iron buckler. You've equipped a dubious iron buckler. Zuchman's equipment menu. Right arm. You're wearing nothing on your right arm. Zuchman can't put the following items here. Dubious copper buckler. You've equipped a dubious copper buckler. Zuchman's equipment menu. Left hand. Your left hand isn't holding anything. You're wearing nothing on your left hand. Zuchman can't put the following items here. Excellent rapid leather sling. Decent large bent rosewood branch. The decent large bent rosewood branch is too large for Zuchman brave helper to wield with two hands. Zuchman's equipment menu. Left hand.
Do the, rabbit leather sling.
Your left hand isn't holding anything. You're wearing nothing on your decent large bent rosewood branch. Excellent rapid leather sling. You've equipped an excellent rapid leather sling. Zuchman's equipment. Right hand. Waist. You're wearing nothing on your waist. Zuchman can't put the following items here. Dubious cotton loincloth. You've equipped a dubious cotton loincloth. Zuchman's equipment menu. Left leg.
Okay.
Cancelled.
Nearest
my next floor space. East 3.
We need to descend, I think. So we're fixing to descend, and there's going to be two wolves. We've got to prevent this town from sheer breach. So let's hit.
You stumble upon a pair of wolves trying to smash through a town's gates. Wolf 1, Zuchman Brave Helper, 6 damage. Merry Aspect, Wolf 1, 8 damage.
Go for the
Wolf 2,
go for
Zuchman
Wolf
Brave
1.
Helper. The Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer, Wolf 2, 2 damage. Merry Allen, fight. Magic, summon bones.
Go for
Ice
Wolf
Blast.
1.
Wolf 1. 8 damage, badly injured. Zuchman Brave Helper, fight. Defend, fight. Zuchman Brave Helper's excellent rapid leather sling needs ammunition. Excellent A-Trialite Rocks. Select an excellent A-Trialite Rocks, fight. Wolf 1. 5 damage. Badly injured. Merry Aspect. Wolf 1. 8 damage. Critically injured. Wolf 2. Merry Aspect. 8 damage. Wolf 1. Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer. The Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer. Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer casts Curse. Wolf 1. Wolf is cursed. Zuchman Brave Helper. Fight.
Yeah.
Defend. Fight. Wolf 1. 5 damage. The wolf has been defeated. Merry Allen. Fight. Wolf 2. 4 damage. Merry Aspect. Wolf 2. Front right leg. 8 damage. Injured. Wolf 2, Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer, 7 damage. The Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer's torso is mangled, injured. The Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer, Goblin Skeleton Shaman Necromancer casts Ice Blast. Wolf 2, front left paw, 4 damage, badly injured. Zuchman Brave Helper, fight. Wolf 2, Mary Allen, fight. Magic, summon bones, Ice Blast. Wolf 2, tail, 11 damage, critically injured. Mary Aspect, Wolf 2, 8 damage, the wolf has been defeated. 1200 experience awarded. Mary Allen has attained level 3. Mary Allen's attributes have improved. Gain 6 hit points. Gain 1 magic points. Mary Allen now has 1 skill point. Mary Aspect has attained level 3. Mary Aspect's attributes have improved. Gain 8 hit points. Zuchman Brave Helper has attained level 2. Zuchman Brave Helper's attributes have improved. Gain 4 hit points. Gain 2 magic points. Zuchman Brave Helper now has 1 skill point. Zuchman Brave Helper is now experienced enough for a second job. You prevented the town gates from being breached. Before continuing inside, you find a small orb clutched in the hands of a vanquished gate guard. You can now create portals to town. Press F1 to create a town portal. Once the orb has recharged, you've entered Twilight Town. Look around.
Alright, so this is going to be the last thing we talk about before we wrap up the game here. Let's talk about Twilight Town, alright? This is where you're going to go to get quests, and, you know, we have Look Around, General Store, and Tavern. And so, like, that's It's a big dialogue. Let's go into General Store just to show you guys kind of what we have here.
General Store. Welcome to Vonnegut's General Emporium. Vonnegut glares at you uneasily. You're carrying 8 gold. Bye.
We're carrying 8 gold. Okay. Oh my god. Okay, so if we just for the sake of purpose, let's just hit enter on buy.
Dubious rabbit is level 1 gold. Selected
1 of 90.
Dubious rabbit level 1 of 90.
Oh my god, MDA, shut up. And we were just, and if you wanted to buy that, you'd press enter, which I don't think we want to. So we just go down.
Dubious large blackwood longbow, 14 gold.
We don't have enough money for that.
Dubious large iron broadsword, 20 gold.
Wish we had enough money for that.
Decent large iron longsword, 35 gold.
Oh my god, I'd love one of those.
Dubious large copper claymore, 93 gold. Decent copper morning star, 41 gold.
Aw.
Dubious large copper flail, 12 gold. Decent dire wool leather wings, 25 gold. Or healing potions, 62 gold.
We'd need one of those. But
dubious 13 iron arrows, 14 gold. Level 3 paralyzed scroll, 23 gold. Poor 20 large wood arrows, 5 gold. Dubious 3 black wood arrows, 1 gold. Decent 10 black wood arrows, 6 gold. Crew 20 large wood arrows, 4 gold. Magic potion, 15 gold. Level 3 curse scroll, 23 gold. Dubious 3 copper arrows, 4 gold. Cure poison potion, 38 gold.
And that's all you have there. And you can sell and identify in this. I believe that's it, unless you wanted to go into the tavern, Edgar. I don't know if you want to. So I believe that's everything. We may not have covered everything in this podcast, but if you have any questions, our contact information will be presented at the end. So if you need to question us about Entombed or anything else we present on this podcast, thank you for listening. I'm Mariah Long.